Sometimes a neophyte devotee offers all paraphernalia for worshipping the Lord, and he factually worships the Lord as the deity, but because he is envious of the authorized devotees of Lord Vishnu, the Lord is never satisfied with his devotional service. Purport. Deity worship is especially meant for purifying the neophyte devotees. Actually, however, preaching is more important. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, 1869, Nacha tasman manusheshu kaschin me priya kritama. If one wants to be recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he must preach the glories of the Lord. One who worships the deity must therefore be extremely respectful to preachers. Otherwise, simply worshipping the deity will keep one in the lower stage of devotion. So there are many similar verses which inform us that worship of the devotee, service to the devotee, is even more important than worship of the Lord. Because this is the Lord's desire, that we approach him through the devotee. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Lord Shiva tells his wife, Parvati, that the highest worship is the worship of Vishnu, but higher than that is the worship of the one connected with Vishnu, or the devotee of Vishnu. And in the Adi Purana, Lord Krishna told Arjuna, he is not my devotee who says he's my devotee, but one who is a devotee of my devotee. So, those who are familiar with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness know this. And we worship great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Narada Muni, Srila Vyasadeva, Srila Shukadeva Goswami, and the acharyas like the great Vaishnava acharyas, Ramanuja acharya, Madhva acharya, and certainly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared as the greatest devotee, and the six Goswamis. We were singing last night to the six Goswamis. And we worship in disciplic succession in the modern age great devotees like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And for us especially, we worship our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So that is a partial, affectionate feeling, but it is not sentimental. It is due such great personality, Vaishnavas, who represent Krishna in this world, and therefore they are said to be kinder than Krishna, because Krishna, no one is kinder than Krishna, but they are His kindness. He says, surrender to me, and they teach us how to surrender to Krishna. So when we think of worshipping the devotees, we generally think of these Mahabhagavata devotees. But we also say in our reciting the prayers, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Pray Haridas Thakur, Jamuna Devi Ki Jai, Vrindavan Ki Jai, and then we pray to glorify all the devotees. Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Srivasadi means all the devotees, we make our obeisances to them. So this evening I would like to have glorification of all the devotees. We cannot glorify all the devotees in the whole world. There are so many devotees now by Srila Prabhupada's grace. But we are now here in Radhamadan Mohan Mandir, New Hastinapur Dham. So I would like the devotees. Who can glorify the devotee? Can the non-devotee glorify? No. It has to be done by the devotee. And this is pleasing to everyone who is non-envious. It is like praising Krishna when we praise His. So I'm going to ask the individually different devotees here to do some preaching tonight and to speak some praises of different devotees. So I will, sometimes I will call on you, on a devotee in this mandir, to speak of any devotee he wishes, or sometimes I'll mention a devotee and ask someone to speak about him. And so this should be done very nicely according to Guru Shastra and Sadhu, according to your realization and appreciation. And this will be none different than Krishna Katha, and I hope our guests will also appreciate this form of Krishna Katha. So earlier this afternoon, I mentioned that I was going to do this to Dayananda Prabhu. And I said, I'll ask you to speak first. I said, I'll say, please speak about a devotee. You don't, especially in the last several months, some devotee that you would like to speak on. Of course, you can't say the best devotee, just think of a devotee. And then I also mentioned that our program, after all, is we're not here for 1,000 years like they were at Namisharanya. We're going to take prasadam, feast, in almost 45 minutes. So everything has to be contained into brief praises. But so then I also thought it's quite possible or probable that we won't even be able to mention all the devotees. I won't be able to call on everyone, or everyone may not be mentioned. What to do? So I think Dayananda has prepared that. He thought about what I've said, and he's prepared to begin by speaking something about Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda, all the assembled devotees. So, what shall we do? As each person speaks, they speak from their place, but you can speak.
So I wasn't anticipating so many people. I just prepared something for the devotees in Vimastinapur.
It's a confidential meeting. Everyone is invited. Prabhupada once, he described confidential. The 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is confidential, because it tells, Krishna tells about himself and how to worship. So he said confidential means not everyone will care to hear about it. It's not that it's a secret, but people don't want to hear about Krishna when he talks about himself very confidentially. He compared it to a man who has pictures of his baby, newborn baby, photos. So he may take them to his office, and a very good friend will say, you have pictures of your child, let me see. And he'll be very eagerly looking at them. But someone who's not a friend of that man, he doesn't want to see all these pictures of a little baby. So the confidentiality is based on affection. So we welcome you to this confidential hearing of the praises of the devotees.
So I just prepared something about each devotee in the temple, Vimastinapur temple. And some of these may be a little personal, but I hope it will be. The first one is Srila Grupa. These are just very short. I wanted to contain it into this short time. So I said, Srila Grupa is glorious because he is the devotee who most reminds me of Srila Prabhupada, and because he wrote the Prabhupada Lamrita. And regarding the assembled devotees, in the Vimastinapur temple, in addition to being my contact with ISKCON, in that way Srila Prabhupada, in addition to being worshipable as Srivasa's entourage, the devotees have taken over many responsibilities that even others, some devotees, have left irresponsibly. So even though, in other words, sometimes the devotees are new, they've come recently, but they've taken great responsibilities. otherwise others may have been irresponsible. Then the first, these are just arbitrarily listed. The first devotee I listed was Aporshaya. Aporshaya is glorious as a Sankirtan Brahmachari who is dedicated to Harinam, Kirtan, book distribution, preaching, and fundraising. And Dira, but also the same thing, is glorious as a Sankirtan Brahmachari dedicated to Harinam, Kirtan, preaching, book distribution, and fundraising. There was a different order there, no one caught that. Balaram. Balaram is glorious because he tries hard to be strict to contribute more than his share. Radha Govinda, because he just does the needful and because he doesn't care for personal convenience. Nagaraj, because he teaches me by his example. Nada Rishi, because he is simple and straightforward. Dear Prashanta, because he tries to surrender whether his mind wants to or not. Kungsari, because he is sincere and because he has given up other interests just to work for Gurupada and help Sankirtan. Bhakti Bhav, because he is eager to go higher and determined to help on Sankirtan. Jayakeshava is glorious because he feels responsibility for some of the temple essential functions like flowers and feasts. Sadaruchi, because he is a friend of everyone. Bhakti Glenn, because he is serious about advancement and tries to understand how to do so. Amara is glorious because he is systematic and organized. Sanatan is glorious because he has a taste for what pleases the Guru and in spite of difficulty struggles to give himself in sacrifice. That is Sankirtan Yogya. Mandadropati is glorious because she tries to be responsible in her relationship with the temple and her Guru. Tulsi, because he is respectful, simple, and artistic. Acharya Devi, because she is attached to Gurupada's books. Dear Lalita, because she is always taking shelter of Krishna and Gurupada out of desperation. Purikit Maharaj, because he wants to advance in his responsibility as a Krishna conscious Grihastha. Mother Jagannath, because of the simple-minded intensity with which he serves. Krishna Gopal, because some time ago he was giving his all to distribute books, then recently he was opening preaching centers, but he has lately been seen stalking a rhinoceros. Mother Velasi, aside from being married to a rhinoceros hunter, surrenders to everything, whether she likes to or not, and is glorious for that. Rajendra Sutta is glorious as a perfectionist. Arjuna Siddhi is glorious as a big Sankirtan devotee. Mother Triyuga is glorious for feeling acute responsibility for the temple, including the finances as well as all other aspects. Bhagavan Rishabh, because he tries to be honest and devoted to Gurupada. Mataresh, like Nagaraj, he teaches by example, but as a perfect householder. Gangati, because she is satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Satisfaction is listed as austerity of the mind. Haladhar is glorious because he serves Krishna and Gurupada in spite of the fact that he could enjoy material life nicely. Nitai, because he tries to consider very carefully the letter of the order of the Guru. Sachi, because she is sober, strict with her sadhana, and a mature influence in the ashram. Yeah, I left out, actually. Kalakanta, I'm sorry, I left you out before. Kalakanta is glorious because he has desire to...
He's also a rhinoceros.
He has desire to support everyone like Anantashesh.
John.
And Mother Palika composed the Vyas Purush book. And she's famous for composing the Vyas Purush book.
All right. It's an impossible task to praise all the devotees. And you've already done it in the Bala Bhadra. You've already done it in like sutras, but we want all the devotees to take, or some of the devotees to take turns. So you have to forgive me, I'm not going to pick exactly an order of seniority or be very complete, I suppose. But let's just hear some glorification. I think I should start. I'll speak about Dayananda. I think I can speak loud enough. Everyone else is going to have to speak without the mic too. So Dayananda is got the opulence of being a very senior devotee, and has been given many responsibilities by Srila Prabhupada throughout the years. I'm personally very grateful that such a senior devotee has come to this very, very most important city in the world for spreading Krishna consciousness, and that he is very determined to take it up. I remember one of the first devotees who associated with him described him that he's the kind of devotee who rolls up his sleeves to join in and get a job done. So that this certainly requires this here, rolling up one's sleeves to work with all the problems of the devotees. I know my disciples here are sincere, but they have many of them have problems coming to the standard of pure devotional service. And you need a lot of help. Whoever does this has to be very tolerant. And so, in the name of praising him, I also request you all to please give him your full cooperation. It's a very intimate relationship for you and me that you are working with a god brother of mine. It's very intimate for you in ways even more intimate than your relationship with me, and that it's a day-to-day thing. So I'm putting you in his care, and I'm very confident that he can give you parampara instruction and guide you also in your worship of your spiritual master. These are important things, and Dayananda is very renounced, and he's becoming more renounced, just so that he can have all expanded energies to take care of your devotional creepers and to guide this whole yatra. So he is very learned in the Shastra and the Sanskrit of the Shastra, and he is forceful, and he also has worldly sense. So these things are needed in this fight against Maya being conducted from here, Washington, D.C. So he's a very fit, stalwart figure for this preaching effort. But he can only work very effectively with your cooperation. Jai. All right. Now I'll call on Krishna Gopal. You speak someone of your choice. And of course, we'll try to move along so that we speak of someone who hasn't been spoken of.
First off, I have to protest to say that it's completely unfair to say to speak about one devotee here in this temple, because I personally feel that every one of them has helped me in some way or another realize some part of Krishna consciousness. But if I only have to speak of one, I'm going to just say something about Nagaraj Prabhu.
Louder.
Nagaraj Prabhu is something like that. I know I have to hear, sometimes I hear on the radio, the traffic jams, they have this, the Mormon temple is considered like a big landmark as to the direction of the traffic on the radio you hear. So I always think of Nagaraj as a landmark in Krishna consciousness, or a weather vane, or something that actually directs us all and shows us, by his example, as Dananda pointed out, the steadiness that's required to come to the platform of pure devotion. And I always admire his fixed intelligence in his endeavor to to be more Krishna conscious, highly respected.
Mahanidhi, take a turn.
Well, I get to glorify Bodhi in your own temple.
Yeah, whoever you like.
I feel I'm very indebted to this one particular devotee for so many reasons, and every time it reminds me of Gosta Puja. But this one devotee, he's practically speaking, he deals with everyone's problems throughout the world, throughout Srila Gurupada's transcendental world. And he is a transparent medium to Srila Gurupada, who in fact is a transparent medium to Prabhupada and to Lord Krishna. And this devotee, somehow or other, his enthusiasm isn't dependent on prasadam or isn't dependent on sleep or the lack of sleep. In fact, he's always enthusiastic in any country, in any season, in any condition. And I may have so many small problems that I think that are crashing down on my head and going to come right through the roof of the temple, but I call this devotee and I talk to him, and although I'm one of many calls coming into this devotee, somehow or other he's able to encourage me in devotional service, although supposedly in a different, my younger relationship, but yet I always feel obliged and indebted to this devotee, because it's kind of whenever you have a problem, if you have someone to lean on or someone you can confide in. So this devotee is like that. I can always confide in him, and he always gives me encouragement in a Krishna conscious way. And he's devotee Baladeva Vidyabhushan. So I always pray that Srila Gurupada, that he'll allow me to eternally have his association, because I feel indebted to him in so many ways on an ongoing basis.
Okay. Now I have a tailor-made request. Kalakanta, will you speak on Garuda Das?
Was that Garuda Purana that I can quote from?
Come on.
Anyway. So, first of all, I'd like to say that Srila Gurupada is giving us all a taste of what he goes through during his first chant. He's very cleverly transmitting that to all the assembled devotees tonight. And any praise which is offered to a pure devotee is always transmitted to the spiritual master of that devotee. So Srila Gurupada is accepting our worship and offering it. So we can understand, first of all, that any disciple who is glorified is certainly reflecting the quality of the spiritual master. So it's very appropriate. It's just another way of glorifying the spiritual master of the disciples in this temple. So it's for my godbrother Garuda Prabhu. He's been a very great inspiration for all the devotees in Krishna consciousness who would like to see the Bhagavad Dharma accepted by the intellectual community. Garuda Prabhu is not a graduate, I believe, even of high school, or he had his high school diploma when he joined the movement, or he went back and finished it, something like that. Anyway, by his sincere desire to see the books of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, accepted in the academic community, Garuda has taken upon himself the great austerity of going to the slaughterhouse, the modern material universities where he works in cooperation with these various mundane karmis. This is a tremendous austerity. Actually, it is a rare devotee who can do that and not fall down and become polluted. One has to be able to give one's association to the non-devotees. And this is preaching. So in most cases, it is necessary that we stay in the temple and take shelter and just give a little association as we can. But Garuda Prabhu is so sincere about establishing Krishna consciousness in the academic community that he actually lives among them. And yet he maintains his full enthusiasm and pure sadhana in Krishna consciousness. So he's doing something which will directly affect every one of us. Because as these intellectuals accept our movement, which they are in greater numbers, more and more, every devotee will be more protected and more secure and more strong in Krishna consciousness because the great leaders, yad yad acharati shrestas tad tade vektaro jana, whatever these great leaders are thinking, the common society will eventually follow. So Srila Prabhupada very much liked the idea of approaching the heads of society and preaching to them and influencing them, and Garuda Prabhu is really making a lot of sacrifices to do this. So I know I've been very much inspired by his example, and I think we all have, even though he's not so much in our midst, we are all appreciating his devotional service.
Jai!
Jai. Right, choose another one. I see another god brother present here is Urjaswat Prabhu. He doesn't want me to speak, of course. But I'd like to just say, I don't know exactly where you're serving now. You move around a little. But he's a great Sankirtan leader. I remember going out on Harinam with him in Los Angeles, and how enthusiastic he would make all the devotees by the way he would chant Hare Krishna down in Hollywood in the evening. I always remember that very strong Harinam singing, and everyone, even those who were not very forward, everyone would become forward and chant along with him. And also had a personal relationship with him was very satisfying when he was president of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Whenever I went there, he treated me very personally and very kindly and made all effort to take care of the devotees there and took me swimming in the ocean. And I'm glad to see him here, and I hope he's enthusiastic and fixed up and Prabhupada's service in ISKCON. All right. How about Mathuresh? Can you speak about a devotee?
I remember when you first were introducing this program to me, I naturally became a little nervous because it's just one thing. There's so many, just like other devotees have said, there's so many devotees to glorify, and also because it's opposite of my nature, my mind is always critical. So. I was thinking, why do I get out quick? I get exposed to but actually, it's also difficult because, as others have said, all the devotees here are so nice that how can you single out anyone? Everyone's dedicating themselves so much to developing Western form. So I know a couple of devotees that I've worked with over the past year, the past 2 months. One is Bhakti Bhav, of course, who came here just a few months ago. Although I guess he was serving other places also in Denver. So, actually two devotees together kind of, they seem similar to me, Bhakti Bhav and Bhakti Ven, because they're both relatively new and also both very sincere. They're just looking for ways to always to surrender and to advance and help their god brothers. And they're just always very respectful and looking for more and more service. Bhakti, he was back in the kitchen for a couple hours today. He's out doing sangatan for the marathon at least. And so he came in and he was washing pots, whatever service he could find. And then when he finished all the pots, he finished up all the service really quickly and everything was clean. So he looked around and said, well, when will there be more pots? And I'll come back. So we told him, well, in about an hour. He says, okay, I'll be back in about an hour. So this kind of enthusiasm, helps me to keep serving because I'm always so... I'm thinking, boy, I just can't, how am I going to keep up my service? But when I see these devotees being so enthusiastic, then that also helps me keep going.
Hare Krishna. Rather than save the ladies to the end, we'll mix them in along the way. So you have to speak loudly. I'd like to hear my disciple Chandramukhi speak about her mother, Nandarani.
I can see how fortunate I am to have a mother who's Krishna conscious. some children who are my age, and they're very dissatisfied. But my life is very satisfied in Krishna consciousness because I have examples, like my mother and my father, to go by, and that way I can become Krishna conscious. So there's many qualifications I can do, but basically I've become Krishna conscious only because my parents are so fixed up in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, very good. Mother Nandrani, have you been here long enough to speak about a devotee?
Yeah. I've only been here for 3 weeks, and I don't know the devotees so well, but I've been doing a marathon in order to help the temple. I've been going out every day with Archana Singh. And one night on a very cold night, when I was feeling very dissatisfied and wishing I could go back to Vrindavan and wondering how I got into this mess to begin with, Archana Siddhi told me that actually deep within her heart, she only prays that she can do book distribution in the airport for the rest of her life. So that's the best association I've had in years.
Jai Garsundar, would you like to speak about a devotee?
I don't know. I cannot single out anybody, but only one thing I can pray, you know, pray that, you know, vancha kalpata rupyascha kripa sindhu bhayeva cha patita nam pavane vyo vaishnava
yo namaha. Yes. You described a Porishe and Dirik together, as if, which is true, they're very like-minded friends. But there's another side to them. And one of the main reasons I do this among the devotees is that, as Maturesh mentioned, we have a tendency to think the opposite. Instead of thinking good things, we think bad things. So this will bring us closer together as we actually appreciate the devotees being forced to speak the good side, the truth, actually, about the devotee. So therefore, I would like to hear praise of first Dira by a Porishe. Where is Dira, anyway?
I'm actually indebted to Dira in so many ways because, first of all, we knew each other before we became devotees. I think he inspired me, actually. One factor is people know that we're very competitive, but that actually inspires us to progress. I remember I had been here only a week before he had come when I first came. And after he came here, I realized I had to, if he would make some advancement, like he was the first to go out on book distribution, and I was still doing odds and ends around the Dham. And so he inspired me to go out on Sankirtan. So whatever he does, I would want to do better. And I know it's vice versa also. So that inspires us both, I'm sure. And of course, I appreciate association very much. Of course, this is a fact for all the devotees. Like we say, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. In kirtan, we couldn't even have kirtan without devotees. And in kirtan, we're very sometimes critical of each other's mridanga playing, like that. But actually, I respect him as a very good mridanga player.
Thank you.
scholarly, actually. He's very intelligent. He's always had much better memory than myself. He can remember slokas very nicely. He's very fixed in his vow to Srila Gurupada and pleasing Srila Gurupada. And while I'm basically worried about how to please myself, he's always thinking about how to please Gurupada, which is a fact. So he's much more advanced than myself in so many ways. So I offer my obeisances again and again to Dear Das.
Dira, speak of a poor Isaiah.
It's kind of like the other side of the coin. Looking the other way. I'd say, even though we do have like little quarrels and squabbles, everybody's seen it a million times, like the people that are growling each other. Still, the relationship seems like it's eternal. Amongst each other, but if someone comes from the outside to fight with them, then they band together and they're a very, very formidable pair. And for poor Shea on my side, it's like Maya can't touch me. So it's like a sort of a shelter for me in Krishna consciousness. He's like, he protects me. And to have a strong bondage like that amongst God brothers in Krishna consciousness, I think is a very basic principle for remaining fixed up and strong and pushing against the force of Maya. So I know that no matter what happens to me, the Purusha will always be there to come back home and tangle with.
Then you won't have to get married either. So, I'm sorry, you're the Sankirtan leader. You're a praise of a particular devotee at this time, and the Christmas marathon will be significant. So would you speak on a devotee?
Well, Sankirtan leader is kind of big term. I mean, actually, I kind of feel myself like a Sankirtan servant of Srila Gurupada and Dayananda Prabhu and all the Sankirtan devotees who've been working very, very hard, and it's fortunate that everybody can come together at this time. And so, like they say, the family that prays together stays together. So it's very nice that all the devotees come together and chant together, especially to glorify the other devotees. I feel myself like Brahmaji, who's seen so many other Brahmas, and he described himself like a flea among so many elephants. And all these devotees, they have so much more devotion than I have. They actually understand what is devotional service. I may have been a devotee, or at least in this movement, for a number of years. And they seem to have realized actually what is real devotional service more than myself. But I can see that everyone is working very hard, and this is encouraging me because I'm so lethargic, my servants, and so spaced out. Fortunate that they can inspire me, and in this way they can serve Srila Gurupada.
Thank you. Garuda, could you speak about Krishna Gopal?
I'll try. Actually, Krishna Gopal is embarking on a new phase of his devotional service. And he's attempting to, he's actually doing some, he's developing a certain area of preaching which really no one has quite done before, and therefore all encouragement he deserves. Krishna Gopal has a very good sense of humor, and he's very sincere and very dedicated devotee for some time now, and we should all look forward to, I think, some very successful preaching on his part in terms of this. His representation of Krishna consciousness to the sort of political and greater social levels of America. And he's got a very nice wife and child as well, I should throw that in. And And he's just generally a really swell fellow.
Hare Krishna. We have 15 minutes. I'll turn to the ladies again. Bimala, you know devotees here to speak? More loudly.
The devotees that I've associated most with in the past 2 weeks, who've inspired me greatly, aren't actually from this temple, but they're neighbors. So is that all right?
Sure.
Mother Madhini Shakti and Mother Kalini are the only women involved in the temple, and they've been with the temple for a long time. That they're so completely sold out to Nitai Gaurasundar. And despite our, regardless of, you know, change of hands, management of meeting, their dedication has always just been like a vibe for the evening of the temple. Mother Madhini Shakti mentioned that she said, we'll just die in this temple.
What?
We'll just die in this temple. And that kind of commitment to a project and to the deities is, unfortunately, it's rare in this kind of, not that rare, but it's just very inspiring to see. And it makes me question my own commitment to the deity of the temple I serve and to my own service. And so I appreciate very much their association and their humility. And being the only women in the temple, having, you know, to take a low position, but to maintain your dependence upon Nitai Gaurasundar, I find it very inspiring.
Jai. Chopari, can I hear you praise a devotee?
The devotee I'd like to speak about is Chandramukhi. I've had the good fortune of having her association since she's come here from Gita Library. And she's extremely pure-hearted. And it's nice to associate with such a pure-hearted devotee because it's easy to see your own impurities by that association. And another thing that I can see about Chandramukhi is that she'll surrender to everything she's told to do without any hesitation, which is something that I can't do myself. So.
Sugata, you speak on a devotee?
Yes. I'd like to speak on a Kendra for many years. And it's been very inspiring for me because, in a sense, since I've been with him so long, he's also my younger brother, in one sense, externally, but internally, of course, he's my older godbrother. I guess I've known him now for about 8 years, and watching him grow up in Krishna consciousness, it's been very instructive and inspiring to me to see the power of Krishna consciousness and how it can mold someone's character. And right now he's at the age I was when I first joined the temple, and so you're going to see so much difference between himself and myself at that age level. And I feel very fortunate to have known him for so long and to learn so much from him.
Yes?
I'd like to say something about a couple of devotees. In particular, Krishna Gopal Das and Parashaya Das. Also, Aghari Das, Keshava Das, Nagaraj Das, and Dhira Das. As well for everyone, but mainly I want to thank these two devotees for being my friends always. And always encouraging me to come around and associate with the devotees. And the devotees who are participating with me in this little bhajan group. I want to thank them also for giving me an opportunity to do something with whatever ability Krishna has given me. So, thank you.
Jai. Keshava?
I like to especially glorify Dhiridas. When we both, when I first came to the temple, both Parashe and Dhira had already been here for some time. And Dhira was always memorizing shlokas. And I've got a very poor memory of that type of thing. And I was very envious, have been for some time. But through your mercy, Srila Gurupada, I've seen it. I've made this comparison before to some of the devotees. All of the anarthas that we have, you bring with us, I compare them to a piece of fresh corn. You've stripped away all the husk, and he's just turning so nicely into a golden example for me. To me, he's really becoming a guru, and I really appreciate Dhira a lot because he's always giving me good instruction. I'd also like to glorify Dhira Prashanta because he's been so friendly. He's always he's always had a handout. And an example of my lack of memory, I like to glorify our head cook, Mathuresh, for giving me his association at lunch when I come for lunch. He's always listened to my babblings patiently. And given me good Krishna conscious instruction. They're all credit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's pick one more, I think, and then the program will be honoring prasadam. Is that ready? Oh, then two more. But first, all right, you speak first, and then Nagaraj. Please.
I would like to say something in glorification of Kalakanta Das. Not too long ago, I found myself in a mental hospital, not in a very good condition, very disturbed and suffering. And I came to the Baltimore Temple and spoke with him. And again, got a little taste for Krishna consciousness. And he was real simple and kind to me. And I've seen him many times since, but I think this is a good opportunity for me to thank him for being there and reminding me of Krishna and my position.
Jai. Nagaraj, then.
Yes, I'd like to speak about one devotee. We actually also have a very long-standing relationship, like Dhiran and Porsche, and ours is a little different from Russell, I think. We've actually been serving together for quite a number of years. Actually, even though we have a fraternal relationship, mine is mixed with honor and reverence, because I can't actually think of any aspect of Krishna consciousness where he hasn't inspired me. Sometimes people analyze how, because we've been together for so many years, people may analyze, well, he's stronger in this point, and he's stronger in this point. In fact, it was always thought that I would probably be a manager and Mani would be taking sannyasa and vipena, because that was always his profile. But now we see that even though it always appeared that he just wanted to preach and not involve himself in these things, now he's taking the great responsibility of managing the temple and Srila Gurupada's own. So even I can see in this aspect also he's ahead of me. So even though he also treats me like a superior for some reason, somehow or other I came to Krishna consciousness a few months before him, so he always treats me like a superior, but I always see him. Actually, he excels me in so many ways in Krishna consciousness. So all I can say, whatever small advancement I've made in Krishna consciousness, I have to thank Mani for his kind association and inspiring me in Krishna consciousness.
Everyone is raising their hand now. Are you going to make fun of this program?
No. Can I just make a quick one?
Sure.
Yeah. I'd like to offer some appreciation about Haladhar, who just disappeared. But anyway, that's all. At a time when we all experience times, if one has been in Krishna consciousness for some time, we've all experienced great tests in devotional service. And sometimes they're very painful tests. And it's at those times that one's Krishna consciousness is really measured. And you either break it or you make it. Haladharji is an example of one who's going through such a period now, and I think he's going to make it. But it's a time when one has to especially assert one's own Krishna consciousness very powerfully and strongly as one knows how to. And we should always be helpful to such devotees during such a time and offer any help, association. But all glories to those devotees who can actually assert their Krishna consciousness at times like that. Has to be appreciated.
Jai. Jira, you have?
I think it's real important in an opportunity of assembly of Nirastana Purdhana devotees and also the other associated devotees to bring up the assertive Krishna consciousness of Krishna Kirtan from our God, rather than serving here in separation. I would very much like to take part in all these things, but he is so wonderful because he's completely remolded his personality. He's completely thrown out. He has no material personality. He's sold out completely to the desire of Srila Prabhupada. And he's like, I don't know what it's called, a chameleon or something? That Srila Prabhupada has a slight desire of Krishna Kirtan immediately. He's like a genie, which is his immediate command. And it's actually a very incredible thing to see. Although Krishna Kirtan is, he has his difficulties. His determination is unfounded. He fulfills the slightest desire of Srila Prabhupada, all the desires of Srila Prabhupada. He doesn't want to just fulfill one desire to the exclusion of other desires, but he wants to fulfill all the desires of Srila Prabhupada simultaneously. And we see his endeavors. He's like almost mad in Krishna consciousness, trying to please Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, I think he's well appreciated as doing a very, very important and needed service here.
Jai, thank you. So we'll end the program now, and I think it was a serious program, and it was treated that way by almost everyone. To praise the Vaishnavas by according to Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, and to those devotees who weren't mentioned, you can understand that your service is definitely appreciated by all the devotees. Even if you weren't discussed, I didn't call on so many people. But everyone could speak on any devotee. I certainly could speak in praise of every devotee. Anyone who's come to Krishna consciousness is glorious. Whoever is chanting the holy name, he must have completed all Brahminical and Vedic activities in previous lives to be chanting the holy name. So every devotee, not only in general, but specifically here, I appreciate, and everyone actually appreciates. So that aspect is there when we do this kind of glorification. And also that not only we feel individually appreciated, but as we appreciate others, and this enables us to do the work that we have to do together. This is an organization that requires a lot of cooperation, with vans to go out and people to go out and jobs to be done and shared. Sometimes someone can't do his duty, someone else has to do the duty. It requires a lot of cooperation. So by appreciating the other devotees, the point also I hope to make in a lasting way by this praise is that we remember this and continue to do this needful cooperation to serve Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktabrinda Ki.
Jai!